Cephas, Simon, Peter, Simon Peter, Simon Bar-Jonah are all the same guy.
Really?
All the same guy. Well, they're different names. In this case, what the case I'm talking about one of the disciples, right? One of the 12 disciples, right? So why so many names? Now, the apostle was born with the name Simon. So that was the name, you know, came out, got smacked, cried, said, oh, this is Simon. and Simon Bar-Jonah, what that simply means is his name, Simon, right? And then somehow Bar means this is your father, and then your father's name. So basically it's just Jonah's, Simon's father, and then that's how they kind of, the way I always pictured, I don't know this for sure, but you know, that's kind of how last names started coming about, because it's just your father's name. So it's who you are and where you came from. Now, it's not Jonah from Jonah and the Whale. You know, Jonah is kind of like John. Sometimes even we'll say Jonah's name is John or Simon's father's Jonah. It's a very common name back in the day. Now, John 1, verse 42. Cassia?
And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas.
Cephas.
Cephas, which is translated a stone.
A stone. So, we see here, Jesus gave Simon a new name. Cephas. So, which is Aramaic? Cephas is Aramaic. So, Aramaic is much like Hebrew. So, it's one of those languages right there. And it means stone or rock. Now, Greek for Cephas is Petro, which is Peter in English.
No.
Simon Peter, when they say Simon Peter, that's just both his names. That's his born name, and then the name Jesus gave him. That's both his names. So his birth name and then the one Jesus gave him. Now today, in today's, people like to, it's very popular to name their child something different, something that nobody really has. You don't know, oh, I haven't heard this name. You know, there's not 15 of them in the class. Well, we named our daughter Beatrice, and I've never heard that name. Then all of a sudden, in her class, there was like, her first grade class, there was like three.
No, in church.
Yeah, in church, there was three other girls named Brianna. But yes.
Elena said I seemed like the person who would name my kid like tree or water.
I could see that. Apple. It's not as bad as when I first heard it. It was like, what? But it's not.
Basil?
Yeah. Sounds delicious. but back in the day, people looked at names, looked at the meaning of the name. Actually researched the meaning of the name and knew what the meaning meant, and then hoping their child would live up to maybe their meaning. It's kind of like Jesse means gift.
Really?
Aw, such a dream. Aiden, let me just double check, is my Lord Yahweh. Well, and it could be different websites, but I found your name means light.
Which one was that, by the way, question?
Yes.
In German, it's just wool.
It's just wool?
Sheep's wool.
Yeah. Sheep's wool. Maybe it's the lighter of the sheep's wool. Maybe it wasn't L-I-G-H, H-T is L-I, all right, L-I-T-E, light, lighter. I don't know.
I got you.
Yeah.
It would still be L-I-T-E.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I thought about that, that everyone was like, yeah, I feel an idiot. But Stephen means crown, and Cassia, what I've found, is cinnamon. Well, cinnamon is spicy, and there was that challenge, bad challenge, don't ever do it, but put it in your mouth and taste your breath.
It is so bad.
And
cinnamon challenge, or
are
you just eating
this? And Michelle is, who is like God?
Huh?
Michelle is, who is like God?
Aww.
So cute.
What's yours?
Spear carrier.
Sorry. Seriously? Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yo,
I love the
You should see me throw a spear. It just comes natural. Now, but why? Yes.
Sorry, I just remembered the name Lilith. It's a very, very sweet name, right? It's actually like derived from folklore, and Lilith is like a demon that like sucks the soul out of you in your sleep.
Oh dear!
Don't name your kid Lilith.
It's a cute name though. It's very bad because it's such a sweet name.
Right. Sometimes the meaning's not always fits the person, but sometimes it does. So. Why so many names? Why is Peter have so many names? Yes?
Seems like a translation issue. Because, I mean, his name is Cephas.
Right.
Besides the fact that he was born with the name Simon. But then all the other names, it's just because different languages. Right?
It boils down to that. And this is how I feel, as far as most people feel Jesus changed Saul to Paul. And I'm going with this as an example. Now, the Bible never says that, never tells us this. Back in the New Testament times, there was multiple languages. Yes, there was very common languages. You know, Greek was very popular, so a lot of people spoke Greek, even in foreign languages. But there's Aramaic, there's Hebrew, there's Egyptian, there's all kinds of different languages. Now, if you were writing a letter to somebody, wouldn't it be nice to write it in the language they'd understand? No, not really. Make them work for it.
Yeah.
If you want to hear from me, you better learn French. Oh, if I just started talking in French, would you guys get anything out of it?
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know French, so I would get nothing out of it.
Speak Chinese.
Speak Chinese. Y'all? Michuan.
It's
Kuichuan. Oh, Kuichuan. Whatever. What does it mean?
It means hello, I think.
Hello.
Right? It means
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh?
What's Chamorro? Chamorro. Chamorro.
What is that?
Oh, it's the native language of like Chamorro people on Guam.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's interesting.
I never wanted to do the work, but it'd be neat to have a second language or a third language. They say once you start learning a second language, it's easier to go more. But I digress. But it'd be nice if people understood, right? If they actually got something out of what you're saying. Or if they knew who you were talking about. Now, so when Paul is reaching out to the Gentiles, his name is Paul. If he was talking and the letter is addressed to the Jews, it's Saul. Because that's what they know him as. I feel like it's the same for Peter. You know, the Gentiles would have known him as Peter, where the Jewish people would have known him as Cephas. They both mean the same thing, but that's just how they people would know them. Now, why did I tell you this? I go through this big long just to have fun and find out what our names mean partially. Because some translations of the Bible actually will have Peter, and then some will have Simon or Cephas in the same passages. Now, they're not changing the event. They're not changing what it says. They're talking about the same person. You know, if a rose is called another name, would it not smell as sweet?
They don't smell sweet.
Huh?
They don't smell sweet.
Some of them do. Some of them smell sweet.
The one I grew, they smell like
flowery. That's sweet. But we could be a witness to this occurrence, especially here in Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Jesse.
Now when Peter went to
Antioch. So Antioch, I think I'm pronouncing it right, is kind of, if you will, that's the head of the Gentile church in the time. You know, it's close to Jerusalem, yet it's on the border of many Gentile nations. It's where Paul, you know, began his mission trips. It's kind of a starting off point. Now, Peter is a leader, are one of the pillars of the Christian church in Jerusalem. And he's doing something wrong. What is it? What did it say he's doing wrong? He's eating with the Gentiles. Is that what Paul is saying he did wrong? You can't tell? It said that he stopped eating with the, he withdrew and separated himself from the Gentiles when these men from James came. So he stopped it. So, all right, where were I? Oh. So Peter had this interaction with Cornelius and his families. They were Gentiles, corn, right? You know, he had this interaction. And since then, Peter knew for a doubt that, without a doubt, that Jesus died for both Jews and Gentiles to be saved. So Peter had no problem. He was fine eating with the Gentiles. And I don't know if you remember that in Acts, there's a blanket, food. God said, you know, don't call unclean what I call clean. So he was fine with eating. But more than likely, he wasn't eating to the dietary laws. Now, eating meals was a big deal to Jewish traditions. It was huge. You know, they had laws. Couldn't eat this, couldn't eat that. Could eat this. And you only shared meals with people who were friends, people you cared about it, occasionally family, if you had to. Eating with Gentiles would be a huge no-no for Jews. Gentiles were unclean, and therefore, if you ate a meal with them, you would be unclean. So these men came from James, right? Now, earlier in the chapter, we find out that Jesus' earthly brother, James, was the leader of the Christian church in Jerusalem. So he is the head guy. And then we also find out that he was good with how Paul taught. So these men came from James's church, but we're not saying that these guys had the same mindset as James, because they didn't. They were saying, no, you need to keep all the Jewish laws in order to be saved. But they probably made it seem like, oh, yeah, James, yeah, me and James, we're tight. We're like buddy-buddy. So the problem was is that Peter saw these guys and he stopped eating with the Gentiles. Meaning he kind of separated and said, oh, no, I need to do this now because these guys are here. Because he feared what they might say or think of him. So what do you guys ponder? When you hear that, what do you think they could have done that Peter feared so much? Yes.
Maybe, I don't know, personally, like, maybe what would scare me is, like, if I, like, heard people, like, talking about me or, like, telling other people about what I was doing.
Right, right. Saying, oh, look at this guy. Or look at Cassia. She's doing, I can't believe she's doing that.
Yeah, I would feel horrible.
Right? Anybody else? Any other thing what they could eat that what they could possibly do?
Or they could just like go up to him like personally and be like, yo, why are you doing this? You're stupid and crazy.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like the same thing Cassia said was true, because I mean they might be telling other people about eating the Gentiles, so he's like, well, when they're here I just won't do that then.
Right. Right. You know, obviously they can make him feel like he's doing wrong, right? They could tell James, his boss, oh my gosh, Peter, you should fire that guy. He's horrible. They could call him names or make fun of him, right? And those things are hard and they hurt, right? And Peter was afraid of that. Galatians 2, verse 13. Aiden?
And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their prophecy.
So why was Paul upset with the actions of Peter?
Two-faced. Oh, I love you guys. Oh, they're here. Can't do this now. Bye.
Yeah, and you're both right. You're both exactly right. It was his actions. But then there's an effect to what he did. What was that effect? Yes.
All the other Jews went along with him, including Barnabas.
All right. So Peter is one of the 12, right? He learned straight from Jesus. He was a big influence. He was a leader of the church. He was a big influence on others. You know, people would follow Peter and not think twice about what they're doing. They're like, oh no, Peter's doing it. It's fine. You know, Barnabas, Paul's right-hand man, for years, you know, for years, I'm sure they shared a tent. They probably went hungry together, you know. But he even fell in the snare. When teachers sin, they teach others to sin. You know, because they had great influence, they have a great responsibility. So what are the things that influence us or influence you guys?
The internet.
What?
The internet.
The internet. Yeah, I would say so, right? You get your opinions, so it definitely influences from there.
Friends, family members.
Literally everybody you're around. Yeah, it could influence you as far as even ones you don't influence you, like you don't really like, but that influences you, right? Anything else?
Music, books.
Music, books.
Literally any media that you take in will influence you in some way.
Right? Right? Anything else, Cassia? What about money? Can influence you, right? Power? Desire for power? Not electrical power, necessarily. You could get shot. Position? Position, status, you know, kind of goes along with power, but your status as far as your status as far as being a kid and what people think of you. Now, are your influences in your life, you don't have to answer this, but are your influences right now in your life, are they always good? You can answer honestly, or you don't have to answer. Are something to think about.
No, going to public school is not a good influence.
Right? It should be, but it's not.
I could write a whole essay about what needs to be reformed.
Okay, now, do you guys influence other people? Yeah, you do. You influence other people. I mean, you might not think it, but you influence your little brother. You influence your little brother. He might be somewhat an influence on you. But your friends, people you hardly ever see, they notice things. People notice things. I don't know if you knew that, but you know, not in a creepy way, you know, I don't know, you're staring, but but you do influence other people. What should your number one influence be? What wasn't on this list we made up earlier?
God.
Bible. Okay. Bible. Right. Now, all this is happening. Remember what's happening, right? We all remember what's happening? Okay. How do you think the Gentiles are feeling about what's happening now?
Like, betrayed.
Yeah.
Very betrayed.
Like, sad, angry.
What? Which one? Right? I mean, would you? That's how you guys would feel if that was in your case. If somebody was like, hey, you want to eat at our lunch table? It's like, then, that, you know, next day, nah, I'm not. No, you're not cool enough. Right? Now, it's easy to criticize Peter. Simple. Everything points to him. He's to blame. Peter. Now, Thomas has been labeled doubting Thomas. Have you ever heard that? Now, Peter, he's an unmovable, strong rock, right? Unbreakable rock. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that doesn't seem fair. Now, when Peter stepped out of the boat to walk to Jesus when he was stepping on the water, he lost faith, right? And began to sink. Peter said, I will die before I deny you, Jesus. Then that very same night when Jesus was arrested, he denied him 3 times. He is human, right? How many people have fallen into a similar trap that Peter has done, right? Doing something that's not completely wrong, but you know is not right. You know, having fear hold us down and stop us from standing. Having things influence us, maybe not in the best way. Right? There's multiple, yes.
But again, we're all humans.
We are all human.
I give grace to everybody who makes mistakes.
Right.
Person, but I don't know.
Right, right. And I'm not saying that. And most people think of Peter as good, you know, it's just this, there's these cases. But that's why, is because we give grace, right? Because we are all human. But I like to, you know, I've just, this is for my own thought process and research as far as, you know, what do you think people's top fears are? Jesse, top fear.
Being rejected.
Aiden?
Fear.
Fear? Fear itself. Right? Just fear.
Yep.
Lana?
Being alone?
Yes?
The top fear is like social fears. Like at the very top. And then second is spiders. But
spider.
But the top is like social fears, like speaking in front of people, being around people, being alone, like anything that has to do with people is at the very, very top.
Right, right. I don't know who anybody who's afraid to talk in front of people, right? Stephen, fear? Stephen has no fear. His fear is not being afraid. So I do feel like, you know, I mean, those are all good and top. I always felt like, I think it goes along with Cassia, but the fear of failing or being rejected, it all ties together. You know, fear of failing, being alone. For some reason, I saw one website as like fear of flying. I don't know why how that got all the way up, but there's a lot of phobias. I guess it's along with that.
Like
spiders.
Heights and bugs. Those are like the top
heights.
Ones.
Yeah.
Heights and flying go together.
Right.
Like two main fears that humans are naturally born with, and then you can either lose them or just keep them forever. And I think one of them is like heights, and the other is loud noises.
Loud noises, yeah. Yo, I'm not afraid of heights, but the falling. The falling and the sudden stop at the end, that one's kind of up there.
Another one up there is the fear of big things, apparently. People are like scared of like huge things. Like an aircraft carrier, like a skyscraper, or like just...
How about a redwood tree?
Probably.
It's like the ocean.
It's
elephant?
Yeah,
drowning, fear, but the unknown and dying obviously have to be up there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that's actually
the fear of snakes.
Snakes are cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they are cool.
But they're smelly. Huh. Or at least their byproduct is smelly.
The fear of thunder
or their dung. It's not fair.
Yeah.
What? Lightning, no. It's just strikes from God.
Yeah.
It's not.
We were watching last night while we were trying to get.
Yeah, we just watched.
I
Follow back in. All right, no. It's not fair to always pass the blame onto somebody else. You know, it's not fair. Especially when it could happen to a lot of people, or it has happened to a lot of people, including us. You know, that we've done the same thing. And what we need to do is we need to learn from it. Right? We can't just blame other people. We need to learn from it. In Galatians 2, chapter 2, verse 14, is Stephen. All right, so back in Matthew, Jesus tells us that if you have a problem with a brother or sister, go to them in private, right? That's your first action. Go to them in private and talk to them, right? Figure this out, and then there's the other steps. Why did Paul talk to Peter in front of everybody? Anybody have an opinion on that? Aiden, you look like you have an opinion. No.
No, I haven't.
Cassia?
It could be possible that he's trying to, because like it said before that like literally everyone was following what Peter was doing, so it could be he's trying to address everybody at the same time.
Right, and that's the way I feel too. Is that he's, you know, this affects multitude. It affects everybody who's listening. Because Peter's influence, it affected all of them, where the other one only affected the two, the immediate two at that point. I mean, it could wind up being a bigger problem between you and the brother as far as what they're doing, but what we're talking about is it affected the whole group. So he addressed everybody. But Paul definitely threw Peter underneath the bus. Let's just be straight. He threw him right underneath the bus, right in front of the bus, and he got hit, you know, no doubt. Peter, you were fine eating with the Gentiles one day. Then the next day you pretend it doesn't even happen. So he would have been saying this in front of the men from James, in front of all the Gentiles. So he's calling them out. We can't live where we instruct others to live one way and then do something else. I believe Cassia called it two-faced, right? Because if you do that, there's no credit in what you're teaching or what you're telling people because you don't even follow what you're saying. Verses 15 through 16, Lana? So remembering that Paul is just as Jewish as Peter, you know, they grew up with the same teachings, they grew up with the same law, they grew up with the same customs. Paul once fought very hard to keep people underneath the law. Now he sees the law, he doesn't see the law as a bad thing. Don't get that wrong. He's not saying it's bad. However, it can only point to the sin that's out there. It can only point to that sin what's in their life. It cannot forgive sin before God. Just identifies sin. It doesn't justify. Verses 17 through 18. Cassia? Cassia? What?
It's not.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor.
These men from James, you know, they felt that if we fall short, you know, how could we be saved? So we must keep the law. You know, the answer is grace. You know, Jesus doesn't want us to sin. And Paul's not arguing as for, oh, well, we can free to do whatever we want. Jesus doesn't want us to sin. You know, he's not okay with us sinning. But he knows our nature. He knows things happen. You know, Jesus loves us enough to look past our shortcomings. He loves us to look past that and look at our heart. God is the only one who can forgive sin. It's not the law. And Jesus is willing to do that. He has grace. He has grace on us. And that's the point. But the thing is that God's the only one who could do that, not the law. You can't do it by works. Verses 19 through 21. Jesse. When we believe in Jesus, we put our faith in him. You know, we crucify our sin in our life, meaning that we put that part to death. You know, we're trying to get rid of sin in our life. We don't want to keep it around. We don't want to be free to do that. But if we slip up, we never forget. We always keep in mind, God has grace. God has so much grace that he's willing to forget that. Forget it and forgive us. So don't let fear hold you back. Joshua 1, verse 9. Aiden?
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
So it doesn't matter what people think of us, because the one what matters is always with us, right? We don't have to fear, because God is there with us. Proverbs 13:20. Stephen, can you read that? So we should have good influences in our life, right? We should have wise influences in our life. Not as a fool, because they just get destroyed. In our actions, in our words, we influence others. Others influence us. Fair, not fair, it doesn't matter. That's the way it is. You know, it can seem like there's a lot of pressure that, oh, now I have to worry about influencing other people. But God loves you guys. God has made you guys so strong that you guys can do amazing things if you let him. Close us in prayer. Cassia?